Sickandtired.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. This is a show about you and for you. I want to kick it off and start talking about some issues which I think are really important with our health. I mean, when it comes down to understanding how the body works, one of the main things we've got to look at really is sugar and how toxic it is. In our world right now, we are loaded with sugar. And one thing we've got to be cautious with is that, you know, again, it's hidden in a lot of foods, but we have to manage that. We have to watch that. Sugar can become toxic in so many ways. There are some theories out there that sugar can feed cancer in many ways. And you've got things like high fructose corn syrup that's in everything on the shelves, seemingly. So watching your sugar intake can play a huge role in your overall health and help you with different health challenges along the way. It's well understood, we know, that sugar contributes to obesity and Americans consume too much of it. But a new study published in the Journal of Nature Communications has found that actually sugar is what they're calling toxic now. Researchers at the University of Utah gave mice a diet of 25% extra sugar and the equivalent of a human being diet plus 3 cans of soda a day. The female mice on the diet died at twice the rate of the control mice. And though the male mice did not experience the same effect, they didn't reproduce as well as the male mice on the normal sugar diet. The reason behind the gender difference is really not clear, they say, but experts say the humans may respond differently to mice through equivalent sugar boosts. But they know 100% that too much sugar is going to kill you early. We know that. Christopher Ochtner, he's a PhD and assistant professor at pediatrics and psychiatry at the Icahn School of Medicine in New York City. He said that in the study, in collaboration with other mounting evidence, it shows that sugar is really terrible for you. In July, at the American Heart Association, recommended that women consume no more than 6 teaspoons of sugar added per day, while men should have no more than 9 teaspoons. The added sugars are typically found in soft drinks, candy, cookies, and other desserts. I mean, just lay off the desserts. I mean, if you've got to have a sweet type craving, if you just crave it, you can't get away from it, you can look at things pretty simply. I mean, like, for example, if you've got a real sweet tooth, go for the apples and the oranges, even bananas. I mean, do some kind of fruit that's got fiber in it. Even though it's got the fructose, which is the fruit-based sugar, you can still notice a difference and get some health benefits out of it. Rather than going constantly for cakes and cookies and that sort of thing, that has no nutritional value whatsoever. It may make you feel good for the moment. What it does is it actually raises dopamine levels in the brain, gives you a false sense of actually feeling good. But then it fades away. So actually, fruit's a much better choice. Now, dark chocolate, if you want to do, if you're a chocolate fanatic, I like chocolate. The dark chocolate is phenomenal. It raises dopamine. It actually, if you get 70% or greater, you're not going to have a high sugar content. It has a lot of antioxidants and can actually promote good health. So, again, it's all in the types that you go with. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And you may call right now, or you can go online to the website. And our health providers, we call them the wellness providers, our healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. So you can get in touch with our folks there. They can help you find someone that you need. Go into the phones and kick it off with Donna. Hi, Donna.
My health problem is atrial fibrillation and congestive heart failure and retaining fluid.
Which is a big one. I mean, actually, we're seeing that more and more with people. and the retaining of the fluid. The cardiovascular health and the kidney health is what we're dealing with. So again, you got to back up and make sure that all the medical tests are done, they've looked at it all, and that everything is kind of lined out medically, and they're saying, okay, you're fine, just change your diet, exercise more. If they're kind of giving you those guidelines to go with, then you're cleared, and your doctor's going to be pretty happy with the direction that you're going. So get someone to coach you, someone to help you with the diet, dietitian, nutritionist, whomever, a personal trainer that can guide you in exercise, push you further than you thought you could go before. Then you've got a good game plan to work with. But at the end of the day, what you want to make sure you're doing is you're following a good game plan that's solid, it's common sense based, but it gives you all the help that you need, and also it'll help you go to that next level. That's the key, and that's what you want to shoot for. Because so much of what we see and what we do as far as health goes has to do with our choices that we make. And with cardiovascular health, even though maybe you haven't made the best choices through your past leading up to this point, now you can make some shifts in your life and start changing the way you eat, change the way you live, change the way you think, so you can get better and be better. On this show, that's what we want to help you do. So make sure they've cleared you. Get some testing done to make sure your nutritional deficiencies are where they need to be, that you find your weak spots, you can build, make them your strong spots, and then you can build a great plan from there. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show, or I can answer in private. You know us here. We'll keep things as private as you need us to help you go to the next place in the level with your health and your life. So, interestingly enough, ADHD, which is obviously a major condition that we're seeing now, not just with kids but with adults, is a real hot topic. But teens with attention deficit and then hyperactivity disorder, they're the worst drivers, they're saying now, because of the whole texting issue. Okay, what's more, because what happens is they drive and that doesn't stimulate them enough, so they got to constantly look at their phone and start texting. So those who have ADHD continue texting on a regular basis, and it's a different order of magnitude compared to other distractions. It's a concern for teens across the board, and kids with ADHD are at a much greater risk, said Dr. Adsman, who's the chief developmental and behavioral at pediatrics at the medical center in New York in Hyde Park. Adsman has studied the problem of texting and driving in teens, but was not involved in the current research, but had an opinion. He said about half the teenagers admit to texting behind the wheel, according to a study published recently in the Journal of Pediatrics, which has become a big deal. And about 6.4 million of U.S. children under age 18 have received a diagnosis of ADHD. So kids with ADHD are frequently prescribed stimulant medication to control symptoms such as inattention and impulsivity. But since researchers say most teens drive at night and on the weekends, times when they're least likely to be medicated, the teen drivers were asked not to take the drugs. All the teens operated a driving simulator for 40 minutes, about half the time. Researchers let them drive through urban and rural conditions without any distractions. And overall, teens with ADHD had significantly more trouble staying in their lanes and maintaining a constant speed than kids with normal attention. On average, they drifted out of the lanes 1.8% of the time. So the driving records appeared to reflect these difficulties. About 17% of the teens with ADHD had received at least one traffic ticket, according to this. So again, parents, be cautious of that. If your kids deal with ADHD, maybe talk to them about texting and the dangers of it, because all it takes is one glance, and as you know, you cross the line, you hit a car, and there can be a lot of damage involved. So again, my warning just to parents, and I think it's a great research article based on ADHD, which so many people struggle with, and the dangers of texting while you're driving. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Time to get healthy and talk about some ways for women to keep their heart healthy. That's the key. Number one, ladies, you need to know your risk. First, understand your own risk factors, and then understand knowing what normal blood pressure, normal cholesterol, normal blood glucose, and all these normal findings are. So when you go to your doctor, ask if they've checked your levels. If not, when they were last checked, know your numbers and keep records of them. It's always good to have a journal or a notebook of some kind that you can staple together, or if you want to do it electronically and have a file on your computer, whatever you want to do. But it's very good to keep records of your numbers and what happens at your different checkups, because then you can start gauging what's really happening to your health. So, I mean, again, cholesterol levels, blood pressure, blood sugar levels, all those need to be known. Okay. Number two, know what your goals are for key heart health indicators. So know the appropriate goals for you and what you have set for yourself fitness-wise or health-wise. So what are your goal blood pressure numbers, cholesterol, glucose levels? These are the numbers that are important, but they're also variable, and you want to make sure that your doctor has you set on a good pace and that you're in line with what that means. Other is do your homework and be your own heart health advocate. That's a big one. Ultimately, you will do the best at prevention of heart disease and stroke if you do your homework and understand that personal risk for heart disease a lot of times lies in your hands. There's some genetic factors, no doubt about it, but we know now that our lifestyle choices matter more than anything. I mean, just something as simple as digestive health, probiotics, enzymes with your meals can make a huge difference in optimal health. So there's some keys that you can really follow to make sure that you're making the right choices, whether it's your heart, whether it's your kidneys, your liver, whatever it is. But it all starts in our personal responsibility and what we do every single day. Now, also, number four, you need to know the signs and symptoms of heart disease, since we're talking about that. Heart attacks will kill over 250,000 women each year, many suddenly and unexpectedly. Women often do not recover as well as men do after a heart attack, suffering some disability, recurrent hospitalizations, and even death. So in addition to understanding your risk factors, number one, you want to look for chest pain. So a majority of women having a heart attack do experience chest pain, and it may not be crushing or explosive pain that many men report, but sudden, severe, and persisting chest pain warrants concern. Number two, unusual fatigue that lingers. In one study, a female heart attack survivor, about 70% reported extreme fatigue in the days and weeks prior to the attack. They felt too tired to complete simple tasks such as making the bed or walking to the mailbox. So be cautious with fatigue that comes on that you just can't seem to shake. Then also there's shortness of breath. Many women report gasping as if they just run a long distance or having difficulty talking during a heart attack. So in some cases, this shortness of breath can occur on days, even weeks prior to a cardiac event. So be cautious with that as well. Now, nausea or dizziness is another big one. They say women feel nauseous, they vomit, or feel like they might faint during a heart attack, but these symptoms also feel like heartburn or an upset stomach. So be cautious of that. Profuse sweating. A heart attack may cause a woman to be suddenly drenched in sweat for no reason. So if it's not seemingly a hot flash or something as you're going through menopause, understand that profuse sweating like this can be a real big issue. The non-chest pain is another big one. Instead of crushing pain on the chest, many women develop less severe pain in the upper back, shoulders, neck, jaw, or arms. Anxiety is another big one, too. You can call it women's intuition, but many women experience a feeling of impending doom or intense fear just before heart attack. I'm telling you, ladies, you definitely have an intuition that we don't. We don't get it. So another big one that's important is you want to empower yourself. So what does that mean? Well, it means that learning the information to know what to do and understanding your numbers, know what they mean, from cholesterol to blood pressure, glucose, all that, triglyceride numbers. And hopefully by listening to some of this, it'll make you be more aware that being in control of your health, you don't wait till things break down and other people like doctors to tell you what's going on. Take responsibility for your health and understand that you can make a difference, that you can make a change, that you don't have to wait for other people, that you literally can make the difference in your own health and your own life. But you have to take responsibility for it. Don't let someone else do that for you. That's a big key. And it is like that with anybody, with whatever you're struggling with. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Going to the phones now to talk with Gerald. Hi, Gerald.
I went to the VA the other day. I've always been real healthy and never had no dizzy spells or nothing. And found out I had real high blood pressure. And 10 years ago, I was healthy as a horse. And they tell me I'm going to have to be on this here medication the rest of my life there because it's hereditary from my mother and all. And I always took pride in staying in good health. So I'd like to, I just kind of embarrassed I'm going to have to be on this.
Well, I wouldn't be embarrassed about it. You know, the thing is, if you've had certain lifestyle choices for a long period of time and your body starts breaking down, like things with blood pressure, then you have to understand that's just a natural progression. But the good news is, I mean, if you can live a certain way and your body break down to a certain point, you can change the way you live and get your body going the other direction. You can get your health going the other direction. But you have to be willing to make those changes. Nobody else can make that decision or make those changes for you. Only you can take responsibility for your health in your life. So that tends to be the key. So even if you have to take medication, say, for a short period of time, at least you know that by starting some changes with exercise, like starting to walk every day or getting on an elliptical machine or some kind of cardio equipment, and starting to make those changes, to eat a heart-healthy diet, focusing on getting the good fats in, cutting out the processed carbohydrates, the breads, the pastas, the cereals, the crackers, TV dinners, candy, sodas, juice, by cutting out those foods from the diet, then you can start making some radical shifts in the way that you feel and laying that good groundwork. And what will happen is you'll look over your shoulder months down the road if you stay with these new choices and realize that all this time that you've been struggling with this, making maybe not the best choices, that your body will recover, it'll start to do well, and you'll begin to thrive in a way that you've never experienced before. That's the key. So supplements can be good, but really your mindset is the first place to start. Then build your plan from there, building the groundwork from the ground up so that you can live and you can thrive. That's the key. Always call us and always email us if you need help along the way. 888-283-7272, that's the phone number. Now, whatever you're struggling with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is, realize this, that you're one step away from getting your health back. It's all about hope. It's all about change. It's all about you.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn & Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Going with our food for the hour, brought to you by Earth Fair, one of my favorite places to go. Sweet potatoes. Here we go. Health benefits of sweet potatoes. They're high in B6. Vitamin B6, which is extremely important for various areas of the body. Great for brain chemistry, of course. So homocysteine has been linked with a lot of the degenerative diseases, including the prevention of heart attacks. And so B6 helps reduce homocysteine in our bodies. That's why it's so important and so vital for brain chemistry. It's just a huge piece of that. So with homocysteine, it's a big one. We've got to make sure you get plenty of B6 and you get that. Of course, in the sweet potatoes, which is so key, they're a good source of vitamin C as well. Most people know that vitamin C is important to help ward off colds and flu viruses, etc. But few people are aware that it's crucial. The vitamin plays a huge role in bone and tooth formation. It also produces collagen, which helps maintain the skin youthful elasticity. Okay, it's also essential to help people cope with stress, even with things like cancer. So, again, contains vitamin D, sweet potatoes do. And it's a crucial component, as we know, vitamin, which is really a hormone, by the way, but it's still classified as a vitamin. but it's critical for the immune system and overall health. And vitamins, of course, as vitamin D is listed in, it's primarily made in our bodies as a result of getting adequate sunlight. So you may have heard how the seasonal affective disorder really kicks up in the wintertime. It's because people many times get a vitamin D deficiency from being indoors with the cold weather and they're not out as much. And vitamin D plays a big role, too, in our energy levels, our overall mood, how well we feel, as well. That's a big one. It's a mood elevator. And sweet potatoes contain iron as well. Now, many people know that iron is important for energy. It puts oxygen back into the blood cells. It's important for the white blood cell production as well, the resistance to stress, and proper immune function. So also, the sweet potatoes are also a good source, in this case, of magnesium, which is the relaxation and anti-stress mineral. Magnesium is necessary for the healthy arteries, blood, bone, heart muscle, and nerve function, yet experts estimate that approximately 80% of the population in North America may be deficient in this important mineral. They're a great source of potassium as well, one of the most important electrolytes that help regulate heartbeat and nerve signals like the other electrolytes. Potassium performs many essential functions, some which include relaxing and also protecting and controlling the activity of the kidneys. So big, big deal sweet potatoes are. And they're naturally sweet tasting, of course. They've got natural sugars that are slowly released into the bloodstream, helping to ensure a balanced and regular source of energy without the blood sugar spikes that are linked to fatigue and weight gain. The rich orange color also indicates they're high in carotenoids, like beta-carotene, which is a precursor to vitamin A in the body. And the carotenoids help strengthen our eyesight and boost our immunity toward disease. They're powerful antioxidants also that help ward off cancer and protects against aging. So studies at Harvard University supported more than 124,000 people and showed 32% reduction in risk of lung cancer in people who consumed a variety of carotenoid-rich foods as part of the regular diet. Another study of women who had completed the treatment for early-stage breast cancer conducted by the researchers at the Women's Healthy Eating and Living Foundation found that women with highest blood concentrations of carotenoids had the least likelihood of cancer recurrence. They're also very versatile. So try them roasted, pureed, steamed, baked, or grilled. However you want to do it, just get them in. Why? Because they've got great nutritional value in our overall health, and they're great for eye health, too. Okay, so sweet potatoes are one of my favorite carbs. If you're going to hit the carbs, going with sweet potatoes, brown rice, those are a good key. But sweet potatoes have so many great benefits that you just can't ignore it. 888-283-7272, that's the phone number. If you're looking for a health and wellness care provider in your area that believe the same way we do, check out the website. Go to mywellnessproviders.com, and we can find someone in your area that believes the same way we do. Now, going to Carrie on the phones. Hi, Carrie.
I am struggling with deciding to let my four-month-old get his immunization. I know this is a common theme right now, but he reacted to all of the ones he had at 2 months, and I did have them spread apart. So I had them spread apart a week apart, and he had fevers and illness with both. And I just really don't want to do it. But if it needs to happen, I was interested in the non-childhood immunization.
You know, the immunization topic is one I get hit with a lot. And I've just got to say there's pros and cons. People have their own opinions with it. And you just have to do the research and make your own decision for your child. Because, again, you want to make the best decision, right? You want them to be protected and safe and all that sort of thing. So go through and do the research, all and for and against. Because once you've immunized them, you know it's done. And not that it's such a bad thing, but you want to know the risk that they have and make sure that you weigh everything out so that when you go through with it, that it's not just because your doctor said so, even though their opinion matters and it should be held in value. But it doesn't just that's not just the overall concept. You've got to make sure that it's something that you want to do and that you feel comfortable doing. And at the end of the day with that, by understanding that, making that decision, and doing your own research and feeling good about it, then you're going to be able to eventually, in the middle of all that, make the right decision for your child. And that's the key. Because you want them to be protected, but yet you want to know that if a particular vaccine is something that you feel comfortable with, that it was the right decision, it wasn't on a whim. I guess that's my biggest key, is that you always want to make sure that you're informed. And you're informed yourself, and you do the research, and you understand what's going on, because that is a big key. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. With sleep that we talk about often, sleep is a big topic. And they're now saying that one exercise session is not enough to bring on a good night's sleep. If you decide to hit the gym in hopes that a quick dose of exercise will cure the insomnia, you need to think again. While adopting an exercise program did ultimately help a lot of insomniacs sleep better, the scientists found the impact was far from immediate. Where the idea to explore this came from, that many patients were coming in and saying they had heard that exercise is good for sleep, explained study lead author Kelly Barron, who's a director of behavioral sleep medicine program at the Feinberg School of Medicine in Northwestern University in Chicago. But people generally want a quick fix, and they weren't seeing any improvements right away, so they were getting discouraged. So the message here is that exercise is not a quick fix, which I don't really think is discouraging at all, Barron said. Our previous work found that exercise over a 16-week period is very effective in promoting sleep, on par with any kind of medication, but like with weight loss or any sort of behavioral change, it doesn't happen immediately. You have to measure progress over months, not day to day. So Barron and her colleagues published this in the latest findings online in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine. With the latest study, they dashed expectations came after the researchers took a closer look at earlier data in the sleep habits of about 11 sedentary middle-aged and elderly women. All had been diagnosed with insomnia before beginning a four-month monitored regimen of aerobics. And by the end of the 4 months, the exercise regimen did help boost sleep, mood, and vitality among older women with insomnia who had not previously exercised. But all the women had kept track of their sleeping patterns during the sleep logs or with sleep logs, and before starting to exercise and 4 months into their new routine, all were outfitted with wristwatch monitors and kept record of activity rhythms during their sleep. So what this means is that people need to plan ahead, and they need to schedule exercise, making it premeditated and part of their normal routine, especially on those days when they feel tired or fatigued or didn't sleep well, because even if the sleep benefit doesn't come quickly, with time and commitment, it will eventually come. Dr. James Pagel, who's the director of sleep disorders in Southern Colorado, sounded a cautious note on the findings, said, because insomnia is not the same for everyone. Here they were looking for how exercise could specifically benefit primarily elderly women with insomnia who did not exercise beforehand, he noted. But there are at least 60 different diagnoses associated with insomnia, and 14% of the American population has chronic insomnia. So it's a big group of people, and it's very diverse. So yes, there was a long-term benefit for this group, and again, we'll be seeing more as time goes on, as more studies are done. I think it's important because we always say that exercise will improve sleep patterns, and it does. But the key is here, which I know they didn't really notate in the study, but the key is when you're exercising on a regular basis, I'm just happy that you get it in during the day. So that's, you know, just first and foremost, it's important that you get it in on a regular basis. Minimum 3 days a week, maximum 6 days a week, but getting it in, I think you ought to take at least 1 day off. However, when you exercise, if you do it in the morning, first thing, you're going to get a lot greater benefit. And I'll tell you why. You'll be more consistent. There's less distractions later on in the day to take you away from it. You're working with your natural body's cortisol rhythm. Cortisol is elevated in the morning time, and it's supposed to be low in the evening so you can go to sleep. So again, those are some great ways to look at exercise. But if you can only get in the evening, then do it. But for sleep patterns, if you stay with your natural rhythm and exercise in the morning, then studies have shown that you will stay with your natural cortisol rhythm and circadian rhythm. You'll allow your cortisol levels to be lower at night. You can kind of fade out and start getting proper rest. So, again, that's a key all the way around to know where you're going with your health, especially when you're dealing with sleep and sleep patterns. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can send me an email. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Also, we'll be right back talking more about weight loss and reaching your fitness goals.
Hey, folks.
results. You've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives. And we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And, of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team. And make an impact. Make a difference. And maybe make some money, too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Quote for the hour, Audrey Hepburn says, nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible. Very true. Believe. Everything starts in the mind. What your mind can conceive, the body can achieve. It's powerful, powerful stuff. Psoriasis under treatment and the high cost of psoriasis drugs, we're going to talk about it in just a minute, but first I want to go to Danny. Hi, Danny.
I had a question about plantar fasciitis. I don't know exactly what it's called, but it just feels like I stubbed my foot 2 years ago on a parachute landfall, and it's never recovered. I was wondering if you had any kind of
Yeah, the plantar fasciitis is definitely doesn't feel good, that's for sure. But what happens is the fascia underneath the arch of the foot, it gets inflamed. And there's different theories behind it. The physical therapist will give you a different thought than a nutritionist. And from what I've seen throughout the years, stress, when the body gets increased stress, what happens is you lose and you start burning out your vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid or panethene. And as that happens with plantar fasciitis, a lot of times the adrenal glands get tired, they get weak. And with a plantar fasciitis, what will happen is you get low levels of the B5, you start getting pain in the arch of the foot. So you increase vitamin C, vitamin B5, calcium levels, check your vitamin D, get with your doctor and have them do all of that, do your research, and look into some of the nutritional options. I don't think therapy is a bad idea of going through PT and having them doing the exercises, stretching, and all that sort of thing. All that is extremely valuable to have done. But getting it done on a regular basis will make a big difference. But staying on your nutrition, making sure the adrenals are not tapped out and tired is also another big key. And you have to stay on top of things for that, making sure that you get everything that you need and that your body's functioning at a peak level. It starts with nutrition. That's where everything begins. Psoriasis, they're saying, of course, under treatment and the high cost of the drugs, extraordinary advances now are being made in the world of psoriasis, which is a skin condition. As you know, all the red, scaly, itchy rashes associated with the common disease. It affects about 2% of the world population. But relatively recent hot area for dermatology research has focused on both patient and physician satisfaction with psoriasis treatment, as well as whether patients are being appropriately treated based on the extent of their disease. The month recently, investigators looked at several aspects of psoriasis and just some of the university studies that have been done. But they said the high costs keep coming from patients and the medications. So the medications that they're finding, both in the aforementioned papers, they're saying, really, at the end of the day, medications help manage it, but we've got to start looking at the diet perspective of this. That's what's so important. Remember, skin conditions always are looked at from the inside out. Now, we treat them so many times in standard medicine from the outside in, but you've got to look at it from the baseline and find out what the root cause is. Is it not the right kind of bacteria in the gut? What is the real issue that's causing this? That is the key. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. If you're looking for information that we're talking about here on the show, check out the website. And don't forget, if you're looking for a wellness provider, they're all at the website as well. And you can find one in your area that believes the same way we do. Just check out the web and get it there. Going to the phones to Jason. Hi, Jason.
Yes, well, I'm about to go on the anti-inflammatory plan, and my question is, and I've looked on your website and I didn't really see anything particular, what is the protocol when a person comes off of that, what to do?
Well, when you do the anti-inflammatory diet and you start following that, the key is you do it for about a month and you're cutting out all the foods, right, that increase inflammation in the body. Once you finish that, there's a couple of options that you can do. Now, there's what I have called the Foundational Food Guide that is available there. If you'll look at the website, you can find it. And it kind of goes into the levels after that. But a good rule of thumb is you want to stick to the basic plan itself. You can start adding in the moderation carbohydrates. And to find the moderation carbohydrates in foods, you go to the website, and there's a section there under Get Started. If you click Get Started on the website, it'll give you all the resources that you need for what we're talking about right now. Free downloads, information, go to healthcoachradio.com, all the information is there. But there's moderation foods. You start adding in different carbohydrates back in, like beans and brown rice and sweet potatoes, and you can start adding in certain different proteins, certain fats you can add back in. You can start drinking different teas, and there's different fluids you can drink. So all that information is listed there, but you go into the next phase. But the key is, if you drop weight, you feel better, you have more energy while you're on the anti-inflammatory diet, then you know that there's a pretty strong chance that you're dealing with some food allergies, food sensitivities, and it allows the body to kind of clean itself out so you can reboot. So that's a great place to start. And don't forget, too, while you're going through that, that it's important to use and look into things like probiotics, making sure that you've got a good quality fish oil, and I call them the foundational four, your digestive enzymes, a good multivitamin that's whole food-based. And I'm a big smoothie kind of guy. I like the organic protein powder that you use in the morning as a breakfast shake to really help get this day started right, get proper nutrition, everything that you need. The Daily Meal Complete is one we use frequently. And the reason the Daily Meal Complete is so great, it is what it is. It's a complete daily meal. You're getting everything you need, from omega-3s to enzymes to probiotics to the components in B12 and B6 that affect brain chemistry. You get everything. And all of that's found at the website, but it is vital to get inflammation out. So I'm glad to hear that you've picked up the book, you've looked at the plan, and you're getting started. But yeah, it's adding in carbohydrates. That's really the next steps. It's definitely not going back to what you used to do. But once you get into that phase, I also like, I'm not an extremist, so I think that everybody should follow the 90-10 rule. 90% of the time you eat well, 10% have fun and don't sweat the details. So 10% is about 2 to 3 meals a week. Eat, you know, kind of what you want. If that's when you want the cheesecake or whatever, that's a good time to do it. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.